Bill is having some electrical difficulties this week, and he'll be back with you next week. And we've been looking at how to decipher all of these mysterious cometary events up in the heavens and what their significance might be for, if you will, current events here on the ground. And I think that there is something going on. As you'll recall, we said several weeks ago that the key moment to look for would be January 22nd. That something was going to happen on January 22nd, and that we didn't know exactly what it would be. We thought it might have something to do with the election, and maybe Hillary and Obama or Mitt Romney or somebody out there. But something even more spectacular happened on January 22nd. There was a worldwide financial crash. Markets all across the world crashed on that day. I thought it was quite extraordinary. They started crashing the day before, and if you look at where the comet was, it was actually crossing the star Algol, the forehead of the Medusa, while all of these markets were crashing around the world. It literally was doing that, and when the comet passed over Algol, the markets rebounded. Now, I don't know, maybe that's just a coincidence, but the fact that we told you in advance that something was going to happen and something did should make you wonder what this all means. What is the beast? If this is the head of the beast or the false prophetess or the dragon or something, or all three symbolically, because that's in effect what was symbolized by cutting off one of the three heads of the Gorgon here. If that's what this all means, then what does it signify that the forehead, if you will, was bashed at the same time all of these global financial markets were being bashed or hit by this wave of selling? Makes you wonder if perhaps there wasn't some connection to the global economic beast, if you will, and this head of the Medusa. Now, what I did was I counted up here all of the I'm rushing because I'm sure Melissa's going to call before we're through here. But I counted up all of the objects here and what they hit and so forth. And I counted this way. And, I may be off here, but I think I got it. One hit on the Draco the Dragon in the heavens, Revelation 12. That would be Satan there, the dragon. Two hits on the head of Scorpio, which would be, certainly the Lilith, Lulua, the wife of Cain, symbolically, certainly the false prophetess, and three hits on the Medusa, two in 96, 97, and one here this past week with Comet Holmes on January 22nd, all of which somehow relates to the Shroud of Turin event. That's creepy. Something's going on here that is certainly significant, and I think we need to look into all of these details, and we're going to do that after our commercial break here in a moment, which I know is going to surprise me because it's going to come before I think it's going to come, but anyway, we'll have that break in a second, and we'll get on with this discussion of these strange events here, one on the dragon, two on the I guess you would call the head of Scorpio, and three on the head of the Medusa. That certainly sounds like a 1-2-3 punch there on these three heads of the Gorgon. We'll get back to you in a few minutes here. These messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
cook, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, and we're back here at Solof Hagee, substituting for Bill Brumbaugh, the Proactive News. Make sure you get a contribution to Bill this week. He's having a difficult time, as you can imagine, here during the winter with all the extra heating costs, and it would be really helpful to keep him going up there. So just contact him at proactivenews.com, and you can get a contribution to him through the website there. He's got a little PayPal link there, so you can use a credit card or whatever you want to get that contribution to him. That's theproactivenews.com. Well, we've got these five comets, which I believe have made a pattern over the last, roughly 12 years now, 96 to 2008, of hitting the heads of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet symbolically, if you want to interpret it that way. I could be wrong, but it certainly looks very interesting that they're all making hits on the symbolic heads of these things. And it's even being announced through pagan astrology, if you will, on a date that they would find significant when homes exploded. And also in the places in the heavens that Christians would find significant. And I assume even Jewish people who looked at some of these things would find some of this significant. So God's using every means possible, if you will. He says there would be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth distress of nations. Well, we certainly saw distress of nations this week on January 22nd when Comet Holmes passed through Al Ghul in the forehead of the Medusa. Al Ghul, by the way, is a variable star. And you'll notice that we're looking at a lot of variable objects here in the heavens, so because a lot of these things are changing in brightness and doing some strange things. So You know, God is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And it says God says, I am the Lord, I changeth not, and so forth. God is a constant. But when you're dealing with these variables, you know that God's sending you a message about the bad guys on the other side, if you will, of the ledger. So keep that in mind, that that's one little clue that you can look for when you're trying to interpret some of these heavenly events. So we've got one hit on the dragon, two on Scorpio, and three on the Medusa. And that certainly sounds significant. And this week, the latest hit occurred on Tuesday when the financial markets were hit. Now, I suggest to you that the current head of the beast, that is the Medusa, that's the one that gets cut off here, and it kills the whole Gorgon. That's the mortal one that could be killed, in other words. And when it says mortal in the legend, I think it's talking about the fact that this being, this entity, is in some way partly human. That suggests that we're looking at a part, not just a, some sort of spiritual manifestation. Here we're looking at some sort of man-made manifestation, a global enterprise, if you will, a part of a global head of the beast, if you want to look at it prophetically, that is being struck here. And certainly it did get struck. It got hit pretty hard, if you will. And we saw markets plunging anywhere from 3.5 to, I think they said some of them were over 7.5 or even more percent down on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Very substantial hits. Even the oil markets got hit, and oil was hammered down to around $86 a barrel at one point during this process. So everybody was getting hit. Now, oil's significant because it's directly connected to the Bilderbergers. You remember I said that there was one mysterious year where the comet, one of these comets failed to appear, 1953. That would be Comet Tuttle, which has been seen since the founding of our country back in about 1790 when George Washington was just beginning his first term. Well, I guess he was well into his first term, but anyway. The disappearance of the comet that year seems to be, if you want to relate it to all of these other events related to the Bilderbergers, well, who founded the Bilderbergers? You know, the legend goes, and of course, when you talk about the Bilderbergers, there's always legend involved, but anyway, by David Rockefeller, Prince Philip of England, and Prince Bernard of the Netherlands. Now, these guys aren't just, you know, your average Joes walking around on the street. What do they have in common? Well, two are princes, but one is not. They were all guys. I guess that's something they have in common. But there's something else they have in common, folks. David Rockefeller was the head of the Standard Oil Empire, if you will, as his being the head of the Chase Manhattan Bank, which was the custodian for much of the Rockefeller family stock holdings and the foundations and so forth. The Chase Manhattan Bank is a very powerful bank. It's, of course, one of the powerful banks at the head of the New York Federal Reserve System. You know, this is a serious banking enterprise. David's still alive, by the way. You also have Nelson Rockefeller, of course, at the time was reorganizing the United States government for Dwight Eisenhower, creating the Health, Education, Welfare Department. They believe in consolidation of power in fewer and fewer hands, in case you don't know. Prince Philip is the head of British Petroleum. In other words, Queen Elizabeth, you know, I mean, she likes being a queen and all, but these financial matters and so forth, I think she leaves them to her husband. The royal family certainly controls British Petroleum and Bourbon Oil. And Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, of course, major stockholders and controlling interest in Shell Oil. So you're looking at the oil industry here. I don't think that's a coincidence. Now, some people say that oil comes from dragons in the earth, you know, from the dinosaurs. I don't know about that. All I know is that the oil is coming out of the ground, and that according to the Bible and geology and so forth, a lot of living matter was swept underground, and that living matter is now in the form of petroleum and coal and natural gas and stuff like that. And the decay of this the bodies of these creatures is now producing these fuels that we're burning. Well, that decay symbolically represents, I guess you could say, a kind of punishment of those beings, those creatures. I wonder if there was a spiritual component to that. If there is, then every time oil comes out of the ground, we're letting some of the spiritual component out with it. And that means that war over in the Middle East there, when we had all those fiery explosions coming out of the ground in Kuwait, and Saddam set fire to the oil fields, and it just went up in smoke and so forth. A lot of stuff was let out of the ground at the time, not just oil and gas, but other things ascended up through the shaft in from the abyss below. And it makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Doesn't all this kind of seem awfully conveniently connected? Could it be just a coincidence that our world is ruled by oil, that our world is ruled by, if you will, the Bilderbergers, according to some people, and that it is ruled by these financial markets and these central banks and the Federal Reserve and so forth, which is not a central bank, of course. It's a private banking system, which people like Rockefeller and others connected with these private banks control. And so we have this confluence of events coming together on January 21st, 22nd, this past week, just a few days ago now, as Comet Holmes had, if you will, predicted that something was going to happen on that day as it hit the Algol, the ghoul, that's what it means, the ghoul, something that feeds off of the dead, off of the bodies of the dead. What a symbol for oil. My goodness. We're all ghouls by that measure. We're going to continue this in a moment, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh. Bill's having electrical problems this week. I'm Olaf Hagee, and I'm sitting in for him this, I guess we got another 45 minutes or so. And we'll be back after these messages here in just a moment. I'm showing that my clock is off. I'm looking at the wrong clock. No wonder I'm wrong here. I got a couple minutes. Oh, my. So we've got a comment here that's come by that has, in effect, struck the ghoul. That is to say, the flesh eaters, the eaters of dead bodies, if you will, those who are consuming petroleum. Think about it. And it does so on January 22nd of this week, while the worldwide financial markets are getting hit over the head and clobbered, if you will, by people selling out of fear. Now, fear doesn't come from God. You know, perfect love casts out fear. Faith is the opposite of fear. So what was driving the market down was the fear of those who consume oil, who depend upon an economy based upon oil, and who were afraid that they were going to lose some of their financial investments that were being hammered down by other people who were afraid. It was a panic, if you will. Panic. Isn't that the name of one of the two moons of Mars? Yes, indeed. And you know, they were talking about the word panic. They actually used that word to report the events that were occurring that day. I think there's a connection here. I'm not quite entirely clear on what it is, but it seems to me that there is a prophetic warning that this world system, this beast system, is about to get hit over the head by something from space, something cosmic, if you will, something sent from God. God is about to do something, and it's going to have an impact, if you will, a global impact on our world system, our oil-based. Stay tuned.
Listen.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, and we're back. This is Olaf Hagee substituting for Bill Brumbaugh, who will be back next week. And we're talking about what happened this week in the financial markets and its possible connections to what's going on in the heavens above. And we were talking about how the global markets went into kind of a panic at the moment that Al Gore, if you will, the ghoul, which feeds on dead things, was being eclipsed by the comet H.P. Holmes, or 17P Holmes, or whatever it is here. I've got it written down somewhere. 18P Holmes. And as a consequence, there was a kind of a financial reaction to this event. It's almost as if, without knowing why, everybody felt panicky. They felt as though their star, if you will, was in eclipse, as though they were in some way being threatened, as though they were dealing with something they should be afraid of, a sign in the heavens and on the earth, distress of nations, at the rising and falling of things in the stock market, so to speak. Now, I know that some people probably think, oh, that's silly, that's nonsense, you know, don't pay any attention to it, nothing going on here, and so forth. Well, let me run some statistics by you. In order to understand what's happening in the heavens, you would have to do a calculation on what the odds are that these events would occur. Okay? And just the first two, Comet Hale-Bopp and Comet Hyakutake, there's a one chance in 133,000 plus, one in 133,000, that it was a chance occurrence that they both cross the same point in the heavens on the same day, okay? That they would cross that particular point in the heavens is just beyond calculation. And that's just the first two comets that went by 11 years ago, or 12 years ago in the case of Hyakutake. So the odds that what's happening now are chance, if you add in these additional events, they go right off the charts. Now you're looking at, you know, tens of millions to one odds for just the dates, and you get on into a whole bunch of other things that get really complicated as you begin to calculate the odds that these things would have happened by chance. And when you get up to all five comets and all of the symbols here and so forth, the odds that these are chance occurrences are literally beyond calculation. They would probably, if you sit down and do all the numbers here, and some of the people who are following this, by the way, who are not by any means Christians or even believers in God, probably some of them, they're calling the chances of some of these events occurring just absolutely astronomical and beyond calculation, to the point that they think there's some kind of artificial manipulation of the heavens going on by some kind of secret space program that we must have that's moving these objects around. Well, if we've got that kind of technology, folks, my goodness, that's amazing. Do you have any idea how fast these objects are traveling? These comets are moving so fast, it's almost unbelievable. They're going, you know, fast enough, obviously, to escape Earth velocity. You're going somewhere well in excess of 25,000 miles per hour. These are amazingly fast objects. And we're just now trying to get something back to Mercury, and we went to a great deal of difficulty to get something back there. We spent an awful lot of time and energy and money exploring the planets and the moon and Mars and so forth. And if we got that kind of technology, we are certainly wasting our money. Because we certainly have much better technology that we're not talking about then. So I don't know, maybe both of these things are true, but there's certainly something spectacular going on in the heavens, and it's just not by chance, whatever the cause might be. Well, we're looking at a 28% correction in the price of oil this past week from its peak of $100 a barrel, which, by the way, it's three times it's tried to break through there, and three times it's failed. And it's come back down to the $86 a barrel point, so it's bouncing around between these two areas, and it's made a triple top near $100 or just over $100 a barrel. And I have a funny feeling, since this is all kind of negative for the economy, for the stock market, for the beast system, I have a funny feeling at some point here that the price of oil is going to get clobbered along with the markets. We're going to be seeing something happening here on a very large scale that's going to impact this whole financial structure. And it seems to relate to something in the heavens. Five comets suggest that maybe a sixth comet might be in the works, some other heavenly object that might come along and, say, hit something. Now, the other object in the heavens that symbolizes Satan or evil is the planet Mars. And I'm kind of thinking that the next event we should be looking for is something that will affect Mars in a negative way. We do have an asteroid scheduled to go by there in about 5 days, 4 or 5 days. It's supposedly going to miss, they're now telling us, an asteroid. We'll see. Maybe it will and maybe it won't. But it's a near miss, and it suggests.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back here, and I'm Olaf Hagee, and Bill Brumbaugh is electronically indisposed, if you will. He's had some electrical problems, and he'll be back with us next week. You're listening to the Proactive News, and we've been talking about the comets and their possible relationship prophetically or symbolically, certainly inspirationally, to changes in global financial and energy markets that are out there. I'd like to step back and give an analysis of all this. I've sort of tried to describe what's happening with some idea of what the symbols might be related to. But now I'd like to kind of evaluate all this information. Because, you know, first we talked about what was going to happen several weeks ago, kind of projecting ahead that there would be a key date here. That date came, and something spectacular did happen. And now let's see if we can evaluate this in its context. If you go back to 1999, we had a spike in oil prices due to speculators. Total speculation. I had nothing to do with any reality. Over in Europe, who were bidding up the oil commodity price because there was an oil delivery strike by truck drivers in Europe. Now, try to understand. Truck drivers were going on strike. There was no shortage of crude oil. Okay, if anything, demand was dropping for oil. Think about it, because people couldn't buy it because the truck drivers weren't delivering the oil to the petrol stations in England and so forth around Europe. So what was happening was that this general strike that was this truck driver strike, or lorry driver, as I guess they call it in England, this was leading to speculators driving up the price of crude oil. That didn't make any rational sense. It should have fallen because there were fewer barrels of oil being actually consumed by the public. They couldn't buy it. Their petrol stations or gas stations were shut down, in effect, because they didn't have any deliveries coming in. So there was lower demand, and yet the price of the crude oil was being bid up totally backwards. The laws of supply and demand had nothing to do with that. Okay? That didn't make any rational sense. But wait, it gets better. Over here in the United States, where there was no strike, there was no change in the supply and demand factors. In fact, where we had more crude oil available to us, because after all, the Europeans couldn't use it because of the strike, okay? So we had, in effect, more crude oil available in global markets to us. Commodity oil prices went up as well. Again, makes no rational sense, totally unconnected to supply and demand, totally artificial. Totally fake. Shouldn't have been happening. So the next thing that happens is that Alan Greenspan looks at this and says, oh, he says, in the fall of 1999, September 99, he says, this is going to cause inflationary pressures. You know, the usual excuse that the private banking system, known as the Federal Reserve, gives before they raise the interest rates on our credit cards. And the interest rate, all across the board there to the banking system and on our adjustable rate mortgages and so forth. So he says, well, this oil strike over in Europe, which is causing a temporary spike, obviously, totally meaningless, in oil spot prices in the commodity markets, which, remember, are not the actual prices that the oil companies pay. They don't actually pay these prices. They've got long-term contracts. They own a lot of this oil. They're not paying those speculative prices in those markets. They just pretend that they are so that they can jack up their profits by raising their prices. And this is a con game, folks, so you got to understand what's going on here. So Alan Greenspan, the Federal Reserve, makes noises about, you know, irrational exuberance in the stock markets, and he starts complaining about the inflationary pressures and so forth. So he starts raising interest rates from 3.5%, which is where they are today, 3.5%. He starts raising those interest rates progressively from September of 1999 until May of 2000. Okay, this is the last year of the Bush administration now. And that gets him up to 6.5% by May of 2000. And in January of 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average peaked at about 11,600, 11,700, in that range there. And it then started down and continued down to reach a bottom of 7,200 in October, I believe it was, of 2002. So we have this downward plunge in the markets, and then since then it's risen to a peak of 14,200. It couldn't have risen much further without a big correction because that's almost double, you see. So it rose 7,000 points by, isn't that a nice round number, 7,000, by last summer and last fall. And then it came down to about 12,500, went back up to 14,000 or so, came back down again, and it was hovering around 12,500, when this week, suddenly, there was this global market break which drove the stock price down to 11,650 or so in midday trading. Now, that was an amazing thing. I mean, it went all the way back down to where it was at the old peak setback in January of the year 2000. Now, this is pointing us back to these events where Alan Greenspan is raising interest rates for no apparent reason. In other words, there's no real justification for it. And what did it do? Well, it caused the industrial production to start to tank. In June of 2000, industrial production started falling. By December of 2000, with Clinton still in office, companies like Oldsmobile went out of business. I mean, you started to see major American companies and brand names to be retired and so forth. Plants are being shut down. There was major problems going on. And Al Gore, now not the star Al Gore now, we're talking about Al Gore, the just-defeated candidate, says, oh, there's nothing wrong with the economy. Everything is fine. We don't need to cut taxes. Everything is okay. Things are fine. It's just bad publicity caused by Republicans talking down the economy. Now, there's an economic genius for you. There's a bright guy. Okay, and a few months later, Greenspan's talking about the threat of deflation, translation, global depression and worldwide financial collapse. And Al Gore doesn't get it. I mean, the guy is totally out of touch with reality. But then, of course, he gets his money from the nuclear power industry, apparently, or somebody who's paying him to push global warming and nuclear power plants. So anyway, here's a situation where Greenspan has raised interest rates up. January of 2001, Bush comes into office, and what does he say to Greenspan? He says, cut interest rates. Do it now. So Greenspan says, all right. You know, he goes back to the Fed, and he cuts them 0.25%. Big spender, huh? 0.25%. And he keeps cutting them at about that rate, very slowly, painfully. Gradually starts bringing them down. So he brings them down to 6.25%. Oh, isn't that a relief? We're in a recession, and he's bringing interest rates down to 6.25%. Let me translate that into plain English for you. The economy has negative growth in it, and he's charging 6.25% off the top of an economy that isn't growing at all. Okay? Now, the real long-term growth rate of the economy is about 3.5%, which is what we got right now in terms of the federal rate, okay, the Federal Reserve rate. If they take 3.5% out and the economy's real growth is 3.5%, I'm oversimplifying here, but what's the consequence? Any profit, any other growth in sales, revenues, or whatever, has to be at the expense of inflation, which means that the only way to keep the economy growing is to inflate the federal budget, basically. You've got to have the federal government outspending what it's taking in. And therefore, lo and behold, tax cuts, okay? Because it's the only way to keep things from falling apart when the real growth rate is being exceeded by what the bankers are getting. The bankers are taking more than their fair share, in simple terms. The problem is due... That problem, at least, is due to what the Federal Reserve was doing. Well, he got him down to 1% eventually because he was terrified of deflation, or if we will, depression. And he kept them down there, kept interest rates down back between 2002 and the summer of 2004. And then he started raising interest rates. Now, if interest rates are 1% and you raise them 0.25%, that's a 25% increase in the cost of money to the banks because they're loaning money to the general banking system, okay? So here you have these big money center banks and the Federal Reserve banking system loaning money to the rest of the banking system at 25% more than they were charging the day before. That's a big increase, relatively speaking. And they kept doing that, quarter-point increases and so forth. And over the next 18 months, Greenspan and his successor, Bernanke, who'd been on the Fed board before that, raised interest rates up to 5.25%. So that's a 525% increase from where they had been for a couple of years, okay, down at 1%. Now, I'm not saying that they should keep them at 1%. What I am saying is it should be somewhere below 3.5%. Okay, and that's not, of course, what they want to do because, well, they want money. They're greedy. They'd like to make as much profit as possible. They're a private banking system. And so they have a bias toward higher interest rates than they should be charging. And every time they let temptation cause them to use some flimsy excuse like an oil delivery strike in Europe to raise the interest rates so that they can get more profit into their money center banks that run the Federal Reserve System, what happens is it causes a slowdown in the economy or a recession or some other problem. In this case, all those honest, well-meaning people who borrowed money from honest, well-meaning lenders on adjustable rate mortgages back when interest rates were 1% for a couple of years, what happened was when you raised the interest rates so dramatically, all of those mortgages started spiking upwards. They got adjusted. And every time they would adjust upwards, people would suddenly find that they couldn't pay them. Okay? But wait a second. This was an unprecedented rate increase by the Fed. Nobody ever expected a 525% increase. That's a 5.25-fold increase in the federal rate in just a year and a half there. And what was the excuse that Greenspan and the Fed made for doing this? Well, the economy seems to be healthy and everything seems to be going along okay. That was the reason for doing that. Oh, goodness, that's terrible. Oh, my goodness, everything's okay. We've got to raise interest rates. We're in a panic. We've got to raise them. We've got to raise them fivefold because everything's okay. Now, what kind of logic is that? Well, it's oil delivery strike logic. It's, well, here's an excuse to raise interest rates. Here's an excuse for us to make more money in our banking system at the expense of all of those other people because we can get away with it, or so they thought. But what happened? It almost brought down the whole banking system. It collapsed the mortgage market. It collapsed the housing market. And now, and of course, everybody's blaming those people who bought the houses. And they're blaming the people who made the mortgages and so forth. Predatory lenders. That's not what caused this. It's the greed of the Federal Reserve bankers that caused this. They did this. They jacked up interest rates. Nobody else was responsible for that. They did it. And they did it because, quote, everything was okay. We can't have that, can we? Well, all right. So they decided to bring interest rates up. And then when the banking system, they didn't mind when 2 million people were losing their homes to foreclosure. That didn't bother them at all. They kept interest rates up there at 5.25. Didn't bother them at all. They just sat there, smoked their cigars, and watched TV or whatever it is they do with their spare time. Meanwhile, people were losing their homes right and left all across the country. But when the banks themselves started to get in trouble, when they started to have problems, when the money center banks in the Federal Reserve System itself were writing off billions of dollars in losses, all of a sudden they said, oops, we've gone too far. We're hurting ourselves now. So then what did they do? They turned around and they started dropping interest rates. And when they themselves were at risk, notice how fast they dropped them. 0.5-point drops? Wow. Not quarter point. Not that little spoon-feeding crumbs for the poor business that Greenspan was doing back in 2001. No, 0.5-point drops. Multiple point drops in the same month. This month, on, yes, you guessed it, January 22nd, an unprecedented 0.75-point drop before the markets opened, and which has never been done before, and in addition to an additional drop this coming week that they're planning, which may be either a 0.25 or 0.5-point drop, which will make the January drop close to a full point, totally unprecedented. Now, look, folks, you got to dump a whole bunch of money into the economy. You got the thing dropping like this, the interest rates being forced down so dramatically. You have got to know that this yo-yo effect in the markets, when they do stuff like this, it's not good. It's not going to be good for us. It's going to create a bubble. It's going to create a spending bubble. And after it bursts, after it's done, after they stop putting this money in, they're going to take it out again, and it's going to cause a downward move. So we're going to see an upward move. We're going to see a downward move. Don't be fooled by these guys. They're manipulating things because they panicked. They're not acting rationally. There's nothing rational about any of what's going on here. It's all about fear and panic. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that the name of the two moons of Mars? I don't suppose there's a connection, do you? Is there something going on here that we're not realizing? Are we in store for fear coming upon the Earth? Men's hearts failing them for fear coming upon the Earth? Something, if you will, dramatically changing the way things work on this planet. I think that's exactly what's about to happen. Okay, when we come back, I'll give you some contact information for me and how to get some stuff that I have available on all of these subjects. And what's more, Pete, that if you want to help out Bill, please do so at theproactivenews.com, proactivenews.com. And Bill Brumbaugh has a wonderful newsletter that he sends out. And if you send him a monthly contribution, be happy to send that to you. He'll take whatever you voluntarily choose to give. He also has a PayPal link on his website. So,
hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, it's Olaf Higgy back, and I'm going to give you contact information for me now so that I know I've talked nonstop here for about 2 hours, and I wanted to mention to you that there's also a way to contact myself, and that is through my website at thetimequest.com, and that's obviously referring to investigating events in history in the future, perhaps. The Time Quest is all one word, T-H-E-T-I-M-E-Q-U-E-S-T, thetimequest.com. And when you go to, there's about 50 pages up there. There's lots of articles, stuff related to this. There's stuff about the Da Vinci Code, all kinds of neat stuff up there. But if you're interested in things related to what I've been talking about here and Mars and stuff like that, I've got a lot of material on this on my CD series, the first six of which have already come out, the seventh of which we're in the process of putting together at this very moment, is going to contain the first tape in our Hidden Agenda series, which relates to the kind of thing I was talking about just now, and Prophetic Countdown series. So we're starting to put those also into the CD series. And I've also got planned very shortly we'll include either this month or next month we'll be including Is the Shroud Genuine? Going into the science and the history behind the Shroud of Turin and why I feel that the Shroud is genuine and what changed my mind on that. I used to think it wasn't, but I now think that it is. So thetimequest.com, if you go there, you'll see in the upper left-hand side, you'll see a little GIF torch burning there to get my little castle motif going. And underneath of that, there's a link to the cancer page, which relates, of course, to the fact that my wife had passed away from cancer, my interest in that field as a consequence. And then underneath of that link is a link to get my CDs. And there you will find the cheapest way to get my material. And, you know, you can order audio tapes if you want, but that's a rather expensive way to do it. You can get 12 hours on a single CD for less than a half or about a third the cost that people have paid for my tapes. So it's a real bargain to do it that way. But they're in MP3 format, okay? So you do need a computer to do that. You can download them into an MP3 player and just listen to them off your computer speaker. And the offers are there on the website, which is before 2012 and after and beyond. I'm sorry, before 2012 and beyond.com. Hard for me to remember, but I got that out right. Before 2012 and beyond.com. But if you don't want to remember all that, just go to thetimequest.com. Go down underneath the cancer link there on the upper left-hand side. Click on that link, and you can get there to order those CDs. The tape offers are on my website, or some of them are at least, and you'll see a link there on that same page there at the bottom to my email address if you'd like to email me at petragrail@yahoo.com. And you can do that. The rules for emailing me are there. No attachments, please. No jokes, no recipes, nothing about your Aunt Martha's big bunions. But we'd be happy to link you up to things that seem to be of interest. Okay, I want to thank Bill Brumbaugh for allowing me this opportunity, and I want to thank Chris, our board op, for putting up with my fumbling through the breaks here, and your patience as I learned the times and the seasons, if you will, of Republic Radio's commercial breaks. And hopefully Bill will honor me with the opportunity to come back and speak to you again at some point in the future. God bless all of you, and take care, because let me tell you, things that are happening out there are not happening to other people.